Last week, I had lunch with my mentor, John. Okay, confession, he's not actually my mentor. He's way out of my league, but we regularly have lunch and I ask a barrage of questions about life, notepad open. John is the kind of person you meet and immediately think, I want to be like that when I grow up. He's blisteringly smart, but more wise. Yet he never comes off remotely pretentious or stuck up. Instead, he's joyful, easygoing, comfortable in his own skin, a raging success, but not in that annoying celebrity way, kind, curious, present to you in the moment. Basically, he's a lot like how I imagine Jesus. John, last name Ortberg, happens to be a pastor and writer in California who is mentored by another hero of mine, Dallas Willard. If you don't know that name, you're welcome. Willard was a philosopher at the University of Southern California, but is best known outside academia as a teacher of the way of Jesus. More than any teacher outside the Library of Scripture, his writings have shaped the way I follow, or as he would say, apprentice under, Jesus. All that to say, John was a mentee of Willard for over 20 years until Willard's death in 2013. I never got the chance to meet Willard, so the first time John and I sat down in Menlo Park, I immediately started pumping him for stories. We hit gold. Here's one I just can't stop thinking about. John calls up Dallas to ask for advice. It's the late 90s, and at the time, John was working at Willow Creek Community Church in Chicago, one of the most influential churches in the world. John himself is a well-known teacher and best-selling author, the kind of guy you figure pretty much has apprenticeship to Jesus down. But behind the scenes, he felt like he was getting sucked into the vortex of megachurch insanity. I could relate. So he calls up Willard and asks, "What do I need to do to become the me that I want to be?" There's a long silence on the other end of the line. According to John, quote, "With Willard, there's always a long silence on the other end of the line." Then, "You must ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life." Can we just hit stop for a minute and agree? That's brilliant. John then scribbles that line down in his journal. Sadly, this was before Twitter, otherwise that would have broken the internet. And then he asks, "Okay, what else?" Another long silence. Then Willard says, "There is nothing else. Hurry is the great enemy of spiritual life in our day. You must ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life." End of story. When I first heard that, I felt a deep resonance with reality. Hurry is the root problem underneath so many of the symptoms of toxicity in our world. And yet Willard's reply is not what I would expect. I live in one of the most secular, progressive cities in America. But if you were to ask me, what is the greatest challenge to your spiritual life in Portland? I'm not sure what I would say. Most likely I'd say it's modernity or postmodernity or liberal theology or the popularization of the prosperity gospel or the redefinition of sexuality and marriage or the erasure of gender or internet porn or the millions of questions people have about violence in the Old Testament or the fall of celebrity pastors or Donald Trump. I don't know. How would you answer that question? I bet very few of us would default to hurry as our answer. But read the Bible. Satan doesn't show up as a demon with a pitchfork and gravelly smoker voice, or as Will Ferrell with an electric guitar and fire on Saturday Night Live. He's far more intelligent than we give him credit for. Today, you're far more likely to run into the enemy in the form of an alert on your phone while you're reading your Bible, or a multi-day Netflix binge, or a full-on dopamine addiction to Instagram, or a Saturday morning at the office, or another soccer game on a Sunday, or commitment after commitment after commitment in a life of speed. Corrie ten Boom once said that if the devil can't make you sin, he'll make you busy. There's truth in that. Both sin and busyness have the exact same effect. They cut off your connection to God, to other people, and even to your own soul. The famous psychologist Carl Jung had this little saying, "Hurry is not of the devil, hurry is the devil." Jung, by the way, was the psychologist who developed the framework of the introvert and extrovert personality types, and whose work later became the basis for the Myers-Briggs type indicator test. INTJ, anybody? Suffice it to say, he knew what he was talking about. Recently, I was running the vision of our church by my therapist, who is this Jesus-loving, uber-smart PhD. Our dream was to re-architect our communities around apprenticeship to Jesus. That feels so odd to say, because what else would we be doing as a church? He loved it, but kept saying the same thing. The number one problem you will face is time. People are just too busy to live emotionally healthy and spiritually rich and vibrant lives.